transparency, it is Monday, September 3rd at 6 o'clock, and I am sitting down for the first time to record this week's new episode. And honestly, guys, if I'm being fully transparent, which I always try to be, I had no idea what I was going to talk about this week. Absolutely no clue, which is probably in part why it's taking me so long to record this episode. And in my head, I'm thinking, ugh, Sydney, why did you procrastinate? But the truth is I didn't procrastinate. When I record these solo episodes, I want to make sure that what I'm talking about and sharing comes from a space of not only authenticity, but also a space of it being current and fresh and up to date. And I don't want to talk about something that happened a month ago, or I don't want to air something that I recorded a month ago. So bear with me. I hope this episode, I hope this conversation, I hope this monologue, because it's just me, I hope it makes sense. So it occurred to me about 10 minutes ago what it is that I wanted to talk about. So here we are. I want to talk about showing up, and I also want to talk about transparency. And in order to talk about showing up, I want to talk about transparency first. So, okay, I obviously could have just sat down and hit record and not spend or have told you for a minute and a half how I had no idea what this week's episode was going to be about. I mean, I obviously could have left all of that out. But for me, it's really important to be honest and share that I don't always have it together. I don't always know what I'm doing. I'm not always confidently in the driver's seat. And last week, I got a DM on Instagram from someone who's been such an awesome friend to the podcast and to me from the very beginning. She's probably one of the first people who I connected with when I made the Instagram account for the podcast. And so we keep in touch a little bit. And so she sent me a message last week that she had the craziest dream about me, because she's basically trying to get her stuff together and get branded and get a website and make solid decisions about everything, which can be a lot of work and not always the most fun. But in her dream, her website address was seekthejoy.com. And halfway through the dream, she starts freaking out because she realized that's me and that's my thing, and just how bizarre the whole thing was. And so honestly, the next thing she said is probably the inspiration for this week's episode. But she basically said that this dream brought up this story and this inner critic that she's been dealing with. And it's this story that it was easy for me to pick my theme. It was easy for me to pick my name, that it's easier for everyone but her, but me. And I totally resonate with this, with her inner critic and this story that we tell ourselves, because I am so guilty of doing the same thing. I will look at somebody else and I'll go, God, it was so easy for them. Why is it so easy for them? And why is it so difficult for me? I will often, when I am having a hard time and I do have emotional days and breakdowns just like the next person, a common theme of something that I will say is, ugh, it just comes so much easier to everyone but me. And it got me thinking after I received this message, why is it that we think that way? And is it because of social media? Is it because of the facades that other people are putting up? And then I thought about it, and I'm also part of that facade. I'm also part of that story. I am also part of the reason why this is a thing. Because if you look at my Instagram, if you look at my website, if you look at my Facebook for this podcast, if you look at the fact that I put out a new episode every single week, I probably give off the impression that I've got it all together. I probably give off the impression that this is easy for me, that it's streamlined, that it's flawlessly done, that I don't struggle, that I just have it all together. And unless you're a really close friend or a family member, you know that it's completely the opposite. And that's why I felt it was really important to start off this episode by saying, it's 6 o'clock the night before, and I am just now getting everything together for this week's new episode. I've spent really my whole life working really, really hard to make it seem like I have it all together, that my life is perfectly wrapped with a beautiful bow and the calligraphy is perfect. I mean, I have done everything I can to make sure that it looks easy, that it looks like I'm perfect, for lack of a better word. And the truth is I'm not. I'd work really hard to make it look like I'm confidently in the driver's seat. And I would say 3 days a week I am, and the next four I am riding the struggle bus pretty hard. And so this brought something up for me, which is, how do we strike a balance of putting our authentic voice and message out there and at the same time having it be super professional and true to who you are and what you want it to look like, but also lifting the veil and being honest and truthful and forthcoming and transparent about what it's really like? Because I think it's easy to look at somebody on TV or in a movie or on a podcast or on the internet or social media in general and say, God, their life just looks so perfect. Or it looks like it comes so easy to them or natural to them, or they don't have to work hard for what they have, or they just aren't struggling. And honestly, I am faking it till I make it. And I don't know if that's a great motto to have or if it's a terrible one to have, but it's my truth. And then, of course, this brought up something else for me, which was, why am I wanting to give off the impression that I have it all together? Why do I want to make it seem like everything is beautiful and perfect and polished? And maybe it is, but why do I want to make sure that I give off the impression? And so that meant I did a little digging and a little reflection. And honestly, I think there's a little bit of underlying shame of, what will someone else think of me if I need help? What will they think of me if I ask for help? What will they think of me if I am honest when I say I don't have it all together? What I worry someone else will think of me is really what I worry what I will think about myself. And so if I wear this mask of perfection, if I wear this mask of I've got it all together, if I wear this mask of I'm good, I don't need help, I've got this, I am in command, I am in control, if I give off that facade, that mask, if I put that mask on, no one will think differently. And by extension, I then thought, I'm protecting myself against someone else's judgment. The truth is, you're really protecting yourself against your own judgment. Anyone that judges you by where you're at and what you're doing and how beautiful and perfect it does or doesn't look is really reflecting their own judgment of themselves onto you. And so then by extension, the judgment that you are fearing that you will receive from someone else is really a reflection of the judgment that you are holding against yourself. So yeah, I judge myself if it doesn't look beautiful and if it doesn't look perfect and if I'm not getting an episode out every week. And that's something I need to spend time working on and looking at. But I think in the meantime, while I'm working on that and while I'm getting there, it's really important to be transparent and be honest and say, I need help. I don't got this today, but I may have it tomorrow or next week. And that's the other end of it too, is that this is all temporary. And so when you're having a hard time and you're looking at somebody else and you're comparing yourself and you're thinking that it's flawless and perfect and beautiful and it's come easy to them, look at where you're at and how much work you're putting into your dream. Look at where you're at and how much work you're putting into manifesting the reality that you want for yourself, because it's the same for them too. A lot of things don't come easy. That's okay. It's not supposed to. Because as you're working towards your goals, as you're working towards your dreams, you're shaping and molding yourself into becoming the person that you are meant to be and supposed to be at the moment that those dreams and those realities actualize. The person I was this time last year when I was getting ready to come up with the idea for Seek the Joy podcast is a very different person than the woman that sits before you right now that you're listening to recording the night before the episode is about to drop. I've just changed. I know it. I can feel it. I can sense it. I can see it. And I know that in a year when my dreams and realities actualize, the ones that I'm planning right now, I will be a very different person too. And so I guess the last thing I want to say is just be kind with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Choose to be transparent in your life and who you are and be authentic within it along the way. And honestly, above all else, just continue to show up. Even when it's hard and it's difficult and it's the last thing that you want to do and you feel like you're going crazy and you have no idea what you're doing and you just are flooded with self-doubt and comparison and that storyline, show up anyway. The act of showing up for you and your life is so powerful and it speaks volumes. And remember, no one else can show up for you and your life and your dreams the way that you can show up for your life and your dreams. And no one is going to show up and fight harder for your dreams than you. So show up and be authentic and be you and fight for what it is that you want your life to look like. But at the same time, cut yourself a little slack because we're all human and we're all just doing the best that we can. We're all figuring it out as we go. It's a process and things show up when they're supposed to and people show up when they're supposed to. And even when it feels like it's taking a hell of a lot longer, when you wanted to be somewhere today, but you're not there yet, just keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I promise you, you will get there and you will get there in your own time. Something that my dad said to me, or he's been saying to me for the last 6 months, and I'm going to share it with you. He keeps saying to me, stop judging time. Stop judging it. And honestly, I think that really means we're going to get to where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to get there. Don't judge how long it's taking. Just embrace it and run with it and relish in it and take advantage of it. And now I have officially rambled for 12 minutes and I think I'm going to go figure out my dinner situation, but I just hope you have a really wonderful week and give yourself kindness and compassion and grace in these moments of comparison and in these moments of feelings of lack and that negative self-talk and that storyline. Put that stuff in the trunk, knock it out of the car, put yourself back in the front seat because we've got this. So I guess I'm going to end this by saying thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you love this episode, let me know. Connect with me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. I'm trying to become more active on Twitter. So anybody with any advice about Twitter, hit me up. Let me know. Share this podcast, share this episode with a friend or multiple friends or your family or whoever you think might enjoy this episode. And last but not least, I know I say this every single week and you're probably tired of hearing it, but if you have been enjoying this podcast, a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you listen to Seek the Joy would mean so much. If you do leave us a review, take a screenshot of it and send it to Sydney@seekthejoypodcast.com. I will send you my guide for infusing more joy into your life, as well as some Seek the Joy podcast stickers. And it will also give me the opportunity to really just personally thank you for being a part of this really growing and thriving community. Okay, that's officially all I've got. I love you guys. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. And I will see you right back here next week for another Seek the Joy Tuesday.